Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us to come before you another day. On his fourth day, to bring you the word of Yah. And we praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring you his great, holy, and exalted words. Again, my name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, bringing you nothing but the truth. On Nothing But the Truth, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. And it is true. All you're going to get is the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. Again, I thank the Most High for allowing us to bring you His words and giving His word and sharing His word with us, that you might know His great love and kindness, His tender mercies, as well as His goodness and righteousness. And who is this Yah that we speak of? Well, Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our lawgiver. He's our judge. He's our only Savior. And not just of Israel, but of the world. And today, once again, and here in Cincinnati, it is night. We will bring you the great words of the mighty Yah. This week, over the next few days, we will deal with another great subject that the Almighty has brought to us, that you will hear nowhere else. I can assure you this, you will not hear the things that we speak. Not about the seven everlasting covenants that Yah made with Israel. Not about the seven wonders or the virtuous women of the scriptures or the 7 days of creation. You will not hear anything about Yah's order nowhere else. And you certainly will not hear about what we're about to teach. This week, we will bring to you the seven books of deceit. The seven books of deceit. What is a book of deceit? A book of deceit is a book. It may not have started out to deceive you. May not have been written to deceive you. But soon as the wicked got their hands on it, then these books, and some were just letters at one point in time, they was used to deceive our people. And now we're going to show you what these seven books are. And not only are we going to show you what they are, we're going to show you how these books, how they deceived our people. And today, many of our people believe in these books to the extent they will put these books right alongside with the book of Yah. And we're going to show you this day that there is no book like the book of Yah. And no other book can be compared to it. None can be likened unto the book of Yah. And why? Because the book of Yah is His words. And not just His words, they are His covenants. and not just his covenants. They are his laws, commandments, statutes, judgments, as well as testimonies. And when one fear and tremble at the word of Yah, he wouldn't dare put the word of man alongside of the word of Yah. Look what Yah let us know in the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, this is what the Most High left on record for you and I to know concerning his words. And this is what it says in the fifth verse.
Thus saith Yahweh. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yah.
And see, this is what happened when a man began to trust in man. When you trust in a man, then you will begin making flesh, because that's all man is flesh. Your power, your arm, your strength, because that's what your arm is, it's your strength. And as soon as you begin to do this, curse be that man. And then it says, and whose heart departed from Yah? Because oftentimes man, more times than not, will tell you something that Yahweh himself did not say. Yahweh himself did not reveal. Yahweh himself never even spoke. And then we will trust something that Yahweh didn't speak. And Yahweh know everything. So how could we take our time to listen to a man that don't know nothing? But this is what our people have done. And this, more importantly, is what the leaders have done. For the scriptures say the leaders of these people cause them to err, and those that are led of them are destroyed. And we're going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that these seven books that we will highlight to you, they have deceived you. And they have deceived you because you have trusted in them. They can't deceive you all by themselves. You have to trust these books. You have to trust the people who wrote these books. And once you do that, it's inevitable. Your heart will depart from Yah. And the scripture said, curse be that man. And continue reading.
For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh.
In other words, good can be coming his way. What good thing can come any man's way that he should be able to see? And that's the truth. Who don't want the truth? Who's not looking for the truth? Well, even if you're looking for it, if you put your trust in man, you won't see it anyway. You'll be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good coming, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and the salt land, and not inhabit it. Then it says,
blessed is the man that trusteth in Yah, and whose hope Yahweh is.
And you don't have to wrestle and fight and think, well, do he trust in Yahweh or not? all the way you determine whether one trusts in Yahweh is look at the man that trusts in Yahweh's words. Look at the man that will not put anything besides Yahweh's word. Look at the man that refused to add to Yahweh's words, refused to take away from Yahweh's word, and refused to put anything beside Yahweh's word. That's all you have to do. But when you see a man put some words in the book that's not there, rest assured, this man is not trusting in Yah. But blessed in the man that trusted in Yah and whose hope Yah is.
For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Yeah, the heart is very deceitful. That's why you got to be real careful. Because when you start reading certain things, especially some of these books, and a lot of our people on the internet and on YouTube, and they just researching and reading all kind of literature and book, and they think they're gaining a lot of knowledge. But what they don't realize is how deceitful the heart is. And sometimes you can read something and the heart can get attached to the thing that you're reading, that you're believing in, that you're going by, that makes sense to you. And after reading that thing, whether you think it's the truth or not, the heart do. And the heart will deceive you in thinking that it is, and you're going to put that thing right beside Yah. And that's when the heart began to depart from Yah. And we're going to show you. There's seven books that your heart have deceived you to believe in. And these are books of deceit. Books that you respect and honor, and books that you would take to your people and talk to your people about and show them things in it as if it's the word of Yah. And I'm going to prove to you, and we're going to prove to you, that these are not the words of Yah at all. As a matter of fact, all these books is a total contradiction to the word of Yah. They either contradicting Yah's word, adding to Yah's words, taking away from Yah's words, or disregarding the word of Yah. All these books. And the Creator said he was going to make the crooked things straight. And so this is what we're going to do. And we're going to show you these books. Furthermore, just show you what Yahweh had to say about his books. See, the first thing people should know about the word of the Most High is in the book of Genesis. Turn there. Just want you to see this. Because some people, under the erroneous impression that everything that Yahweh gave his people is not contained in the Holy Scriptures of what we know of as the Old Testament. We have a lot of men and a bunch of people and scholars and other people that have written books, and they tell you these books are lost, and these books was originally a part of this book, and these books are books that you should study and get, and you should know. And these books will tell you things that this holy scripture won't tell you. And I'm going to show you that they're a lie. They're not the truth. And you're going to get the truth today. The first thing you're going to notice about the book of Yah is all the various names that the scriptures is called. The first thing I've seen, and you'll read this from Genesis, the first chapter, all the way through the fourth chapter. And this is what it says in the third verse. Genesis, the first chapter, the third verse.
And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light.
And there was light. In other words, this is what Elohim said. Now, how do we know Elohim said this thing? Well, because all through the scriptures, everything that the Most High said, we can verify that it's true. Because Elohim said it. In other words, the Most High said things we don't just have to believe. There's things he said we can prove. So we're not like everybody else where we just have to believe certain things. For instance, Elohim said about the light, he said the light rises in the east and sets in the west. That's the truth. Because Elohim said it. Elohim said the sun ruled the day and the star, moon and the stars ruled the night. That's true. And why? Because Elohim said it. The Most High said, let every tree bring fruit with seed is in itself after its kind. And let every herb bearing seed multiply after its kind. And you know what happened? That's exactly what the fruit and the herbs do. They all multiply after their own kind, as Elohim said. And we're going to just show you. So the first thing that we can verify from the Most High is the very things he said. Because what he said totally and naturally occurs and happens in the earth. And the only reason it's happening is because he said it. It says, Elohim formed man from the dust of the earth. And do you know what? Every mineral, every vitamin, every nutrient in dirt, they find in man. And the very same thing dirt needs to be black and rich, that it might grow the various trees, that it might grow grass, that it might grow herbs, is the very same thing the body needs to be healthy, to live long. The very same thing. And why? Because we were made from dirt. And why? Because Elohim formed us from the dirt. And why? Because Elohim said. And we're going to show you what Elohim said versus what man say. Because man will say a whole lot of things. And oftentimes we're not debating what one man think versus what another man think. We're debating on what Yahweh said versus what man said. And what kind of madness is that? Seven books of deceit. But I want you to understand certain things before we get into these books. Furthermore, go to the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter. Because not only did Elohim say, but look what Elohim did. In the very first verse.
This is the book of the generations of Adam.
Yeah, This is the book of the generations of man. Go ahead.
In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him.
Yeah. This is the book of the generations of man. There's many books of the generations of man. But are they? Can you compare them to this? Would you liken those books to this? You got to hear what they say about the generations of man. And I can assure you, it's not the same account that Yahweh gave us. And I'm going to show you the instrument whom Yahweh sent to give us all the accounts of what he said. Because his servant that he brought this to, he brought it to him face to face, mouth to mouth, not in dark speeches, even apparently. And a similitude of Yah he beheld. So these are not going to be no secondhand accounts. This is going to be first-hand account stories. So not only did Elohim say, and we're going to prove that he did, but he gave us the book of man, the generations of man, the genealogy of man. There is no other book that can match what Yahweh gave us about man. And then we can go out and verify what he said is true. Furthermore, go to the book of Genesis 15. Starting at the first verse.
After these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
Yeah, that, in other words, do you realize there is no other book other than the one I'm reading right now called the Holy Scriptures? There is no other book where it says the word of Yahweh came unto anyone other than those in the Holy Scriptures. Then if Yahweh didn't send his word unto these books, then why would you put these books beside the word of Yah? Especially if these books say something different than what Yahweh himself said. And I'm going to show you that Yahweh himself said these words. So not only we have an account where Elohim said, we have the account of the book of the generations of Adam, which is man, but we also have the word of Yah coming to his holy prophets to speak to them his words. Furthermore, go to Exodus, the 24th chapter. In the book of Exodus 24, this is the first time you would even see the word book. Prior to this time, it was always either Elohim said or the word of Yah came unto him saying, or the first time was the book of the generations of man. But this is the second time. And watch what it says in Exodus 24. And read the seventh verse.
And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And they said, all that Yahweh hath said will we do and be obedient.
And you might ask yourself, well, what is the book of the covenant? Well, the book of the covenant is just that, the book of the covenant. Do you realize Yahweh is the only one that have a book full of covenants? He made seven everlasting covenants with the children of Israel. And he made other covenants. Made a covenant with Aaron, made a covenant with Noah and all the earth and the animals. He made a covenant with Phinehas. The Almighty made many covenants. This is a book of covenants. And we're going to show you the book of the covenant. And as a matter of fact, I may add, all the other books are totally different from the book of the covenant of Yah. You can't pick up these books and show you the covenant of Yah and then it be the same as the covenant that we read in his book. And I'm going to show you that this is indeed his book. And you're going to see a great difference between his book and all the other books. Watch what it says in the book of Exodus 32. In the book of Exodus 32, this is what it says in the 33rd verse.
And Yahweh said unto Moses,
start at 32 and 32.
Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written.
Which thou hast written. In other words, the book that thou hast written. And what book did Yahweh write? In other words, you even got a book that Yahweh himself wrote. And what book is that? Watch what it says.
And Yahweh said unto Moshe, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book.
And what book do you think this is? Well, this is the book of life. And where do you think the book of life is? Well, the book of life is the same book and the only book that can give you life. It is the only book that has the words of life. Yahweh himself said, I said before you, life and death, good and evil. Choose life. And if you chose life, what book do you think you had to pick up and read to have life? Well, there's only one. And Yahweh wrote that himself. And it's the one I'm reading now. It's all contained in here. Watch this. In the book of Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31. Still just showing you the various books, the various words that will condemn the seven books of deceit that you're going to hear here. And you're only going to hear it here because nobody is going to condemn these books like we are and stand up for Yahweh's book. And yes, Yahweh have a book. And if Yahweh have a book, why would you go to any other book to try to prove anything? And Yahweh himself got a book. And Yahweh know everything. And I'm going to show you that. In the book of Deuteronomy 31, Watch what it says in the 24th verse.
And it came to pass when Moshe had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moshe commanded the Levites, which bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, your Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against thee.
So it might be a witness against thee. And what is this? This is the book of the law. And it's witnessing against all those who would do what is written in the 27th verse. Continue reading.
For I know thy rebellion.
I know your rebellion.
And thy stiffness.
And your stiff neck.
Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yahweh. And how much more after my death?
So they put this book called the Book of the Life, Law, inside this ark, the Ark of the Covenant. Because why? Because in Yahweh's book, not only is going to be what Elohim says, because who is Elohim? Yahweh. Yahweh is Elohim. And who words are Elohim? Yahweh. For the word of Yah came unto his prophets. And where would you find that at? In Yahweh's book. And what about the generations, the genealogy, the birth, and the beginning and the end of man? Where would you find that at? In Yahweh's book. And then where would you find the covenants? In Yahweh's book. There are no covenants anywhere else that dropped on the ground out of the book where somebody can pick it up and find it, put it in a book, or find it in a cave, or find it in a tomb, or find it in Ethiopia, or on a mountain. No, all Yahweh words, all his covenants, all the genealogy of man, his words, all are in his book. How can Yahweh, the Elohim of everything, lose anything? Talking about the lost books of the Bible. Yahweh can't lose nothing. These his books. These his words. And who told us these things? Well, let me show you who told us these things. Go to the book of Isaiah for a second. I just want you to see this. What are we discussing? Because you might just be tuning in. And we're talking about the seven books of deceit. And I'm going to let you know what these books are. And watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 40. And we're going to start there. In the 18th verse.
To whom then will ye liken Elohim? What likeness will ye compare unto him?
Well, what likeness are you going to compare unto the Most High? Who would you like to Elohim?
The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
Yeah, it is he that sitteth upon the flat ground of the earth. No, man, we just believe anything that other people say. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. If this thing was flat, as people trying to tell you in these other books, there is no circle. They talking about this a circle. Well, how you going to sit on that? You can see, sit in the circle, but how you going to sit on the circle? We just got this thing all mixed up. And Yahweh is about to show us, if you don't trust in him, and if you don't seek him out of his book, watch what the Creator says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. I just want you to see this. I just want to show you some things before we get into these seven books of deceit. And why do we characterize as deceit? Because after we bring out some things in these books, you're going to see the deceit. Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, and what do it say?
To the law and to the testimony.
To the law and to the testimony. Why? Why the law and the testimony? Because Yahweh's book not only contained what he said, what Elohim said, the generations of man, the word of Yah, but it also contains laws, testimonies, statutes, judgments, and covenants, all contained in his book and his book only. You won't find these things in these other books. And the things that you find in these other books, they counterfeit. And why? Because the books are counterfeit. And you're going to see. And we're going to prove it to you. Continue reading.
To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
There is no light in these books if they don't speak according to this word. What's this word? Yahweh's word. Where's Yahweh's word? Well, in his book. If you don't know what Yahweh's book is, all you got to do is look at the books that have covenants, that have what Elohim said, where the word of Yah is, where laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments are at. Then you have Yahweh's book. But if you got a book that don't have these things in it, totally contradicts and just make up things, you ain't at Yahweh's book. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 34 and 16.
Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read.
What? Seek ye out of the book of who?
Yahweh.
Well, how do you know Yahweh? How do you know his book from all the other books? Well, Yahweh's book, he speak in. Yahweh's book have covenants. Yahweh's book have laws, commandments, statutes, judgments. Yahweh's book is where Elohim said, for Yahweh is Elohim. You can't read these books and find out what sin is. Try to go to any of these books and try to find out what sin is. Go to any of these books and try to find out what iniquity is. Go to any of these books and try to find out what a transgression is. You won't find it. Go to any of these books and try to find out how to get life. how to get salvation. You're not going to find that in these books. All you're going to find is that these books are a fake $3 bill. That's it. People who wanted to make money off of you selling books. Continue reading this.
No one of these shall fail.
Not one of these books shall fail.
None shall want her mate.
None shall want her mate. In other words, there is no mate for the books of Yah, for the word of Yah, for the covenants of Yah, for the laws, commandments, statutes, judgments, testimonies of Yah. Because this is the words of Yah. You think he's going to have another book that he didn't even speak in that can match his book? Don't let your heart deceive you. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And definitely don't let your leaders deceive you. Because many of your leaders believe in these books that have nothing to do with Yahweh. And how do you know? They are total contradiction. Total make-believe. They would just add stuff. And I'm going to prove to you they add stuff. Continue reading.
For my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them.
Yeah, Yahweh's spirit gathered these books. I know you think King James put this together. Yahweh's spirit put these books together. King James is not this good and not this wise. If King James put a book together, it'd be a book to deceive you. This is the book we found out that we were an Israelite. This is the book we found out that black people is above. It's the best thing since what they call sliced bread. All the other books make you think black is bad. This is the only thing to make black good. And everybody came from black. All through the Holy Scriptures, it's talking about all black nations, just about, until you get to other books. Then it starts telling you about mingled people and other people. This is the only book that has laws in it that everybody can live by. Women, servants, other nations, and won't have to worry about nothing. And we're going to show you these things. But these other books, be a woman and believe in some of these other books and see what happens. Be a servant and see what how they can treat you in these other books. Seven books of deceit. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Amos. And this is how you know Yahweh's book from all the other ones. And all the other ones are counterfeits. Watch what it says. Amos 3 and 7.
Surely Yahweh, Yah, will do nothing.
He will do nothing. It says surely, of a fact, of a truth. Yahweh will do nothing.
But he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
All revelations. Let me repeat. All revelations come from Yahweh's prophets. And who do you think Yahweh used to reveal who he revealed his creation too. The first couple chapters talk about Yahweh's creation. Who do you think that was revealed to? Who do you think Yahweh revealed the story of Adam to? The story of man, the genealogy of man. Who do you think Yahweh revealed that to? Well, let me tell you, he didn't reveal it to Adam. Who do you think Yahweh revealed the story of Noah to? Noah lived through that. Noah didn't write this stuff down. Who do you think Yahweh revealed that to? Who do you think Yahweh revealed the story of the Tower of Babel? Who do you think Yahweh revealed the story Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Man, these books got Abraham and Isaac and Jacob doing stuff that, man, you wouldn't even want to read with your own eyes. You yourself wouldn't do it today, but you'll read in their books that they did it. And the things you'll read about what they did today, you would think is repulsive. In these books. Well, let me tell you who Yahweh revealed these things to. And his name was Moses. Moses was on a mount 40 days and 40 nights. And all he did, and not just once, twice. So really he was in the mount 80 days and 80 nights. And all Yahweh did was reveal all these things to Moses. And guess what Moses did? Moses put it in a book. No wonder Yahweh said, "Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read." No wonder Yahweh said a book of remembrance was written before them that feared him and that talk of him. No wonder in the book of Daniel said, "Let me show you what's noted in the scripture of truth." Because these are all the things that the scriptures is called. Now, if Yahweh, who knows everything, he know it all, revealed this thing to his servant Moses to write in a book, the story of Jacob, the story of Jacob's sons when they went into Egypt, the story of how they sojourned in Egypt for 430 years, the story of when they came out of Egypt, the story of when they were in the wilderness for 40 years and how they ate manna for 40 years, the story of how right before they began to go into the land, they spied out the land to see how good the land was. Moses is the one that wrote the laws, the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments. Moses is the one that wrote the word of Yah that came to Abraham. Moses is the one that wrote, "Elohim said, and it was so." Moses is the one that wrote the genealogy and the generation of mankind. And how did Moses know to write these things? Yahweh. Yahweh. So the seven books or deceits are this. Let me tell you the first one. The first book of deceit is called the New Testament. Now, why do they call it the New Testament? Well, they call it the New Testament because they want you to believe. They want your heart to be deceived that we're under a new covenant. And this new covenant was brought in by the way of one they call Christ, who we call JC. And this Christ is the, according to the New Testament, it says he was the Word in flesh. Scripture say, the New Testament say the Word was in the beginning, and the Word was made flesh, and the Word walked among us. Well, that same New Testament, the Word died, and the Word was buried. This is a total book of deceit. Watch what the Creator said about his word. In the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 8th verse. Don't let your heart be deceived. Watch what it says. Isaiah 40 and 8.
The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Elohim shall stand forever.
It stands forever. The word of Elohim is not buried. The word of Elohim can't die. But that word that they say was made flesh, it died, it was buried, and somebody walked on it. This is a total book of deceit. As a matter of fact, every covenant that Yahweh gave his people, the New Testament contradicts it. The first covenant that Yahweh gave his people is circumcision. The New Testament will tell you circumcision profit you nothing. Now, don't worry. We're going to read these things to you. I'm just giving you an overview of these books of deceit. Circumcision profit nothing. If you're circumcised, it means nothing. And if you're not circumcised, it don't mean nothing. That's what the New Testament teach. The New Testament, the Holy Scripture says, watch this. In Isaiah, since we're in Isaiah, Isaiah the 43rd chapter. And watch what this says. In Isaiah 43 and 10, what do it say?
Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior.
Now they will get mad at me, because the book said there is no Savior. I didn't say that. These are not my words. This is not my book. Although I believe in this book and I practice this book, but it's not my words. These are the words of Yah, and Yah said, and beside me there is no Savior. But the New Testament will tell you Christ is the Savior. Now, who's telling the truth? Who being deceived? Those who believe in a book where it says, Elohim said, that the word of Yah came unto him saying, a book that has covenants, laws, commandments, statutes, judgments, and testimonies? Or would you believe in a book of men where Yahweh never even spoke in, telling you there's a Savior other than him? And not only that, the New Testament would tell you not only is Christ your Savior, but the only reason he died is because he died for your sins. And Yahweh said that was a lie. Watch what Yahweh say in the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, the 16th verse. And what are we discussing? What are we talking about? We're telling you about the seven books of deceit. And all I'm doing is an overview, because we're going to get right into these books and show you the deceit in them. Deuteronomy 24 and 16.
The father shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin.
Yeah, every man put to death for his own sin. How another man going to die for your sin? Yeah, we tell Israelites, look, man, nobody can't die for your sins. Christ can't die for your sins. And then they will go and do something that is a miracle to me. They will go in the Holy Scripture and show where another man died for another man's sin. Well, I thought only Christ can do it. In other words, if you can show me that other men just died for other people's sin, then Christ didn't do nothing. But no man, according to the word of Yah, can die for another man's sin. So why would I bring a book before you telling you they can? And why would I bring a book that's telling you there's a Savior other than Yah? These are books of deceit. And the biggest deceit about the New Testament is the fact that it brought the New Covenant. And I'm going to read to you the New Covenant. Watch what the New Covenant is. And trust me, it's no New Testament. Jeremiah 31. What are we discussing? The seven books of deceit. The New Testament is the very first one. And why is it first? Because that's the one that tells you that JC is the Word. And the Word was in the beginning. And the Word was made flesh. And the Word walked among us. But the Word died. And the Almighty said his Word don't die. His Word stands forever. Watch what it says in Jeremiah 31, the 31st verse, 31 and 31.
Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was an husband unto them, saith Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yah, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people.
And this is where you can, in other words, this is where the truth lies and their deceit is. Watch what it says.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahweh. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
In other words, this is what Yahweh said he would do. So if you under the new covenant, the only new covenant that the Holy Scriptures talk about is putting the law in your inward parts. And once it's there, and he's going to write it in your heart, and once it's written, you're not going to have to tell nobody about Yahweh, like I'm doing right now, trying to tell you about Yahweh, and they trying to tell you about Christ, not Yahweh. So how are they going to be under a new covenant and they ain't even trying to tell you about Yahweh? And who are they? Those who practice and believe in the New Testament. And what is the New Testament? A book of deceit. For if they was under the new covenant, then they wouldn't even be teaching one another today. But we're going to show you more. The second book of deceit is the Quran. Yes, what they call the Holy Quran. And all the word Quran means is to recite. Just to recite. Some say it means to teach, to recite, but it, more likely it's to recite. Now, why do I say to recite? Because that's all Muslims do. You just see them here. You see them all in their countries, and they just reciting on big loudspeakers. Just reciting. You see them praying five times a day because all they're doing is reciting. And they would tell you, according to the history of the Quran, that all the Quran is supposed to be is the Torah written in Arabic. The Torah written in Arabic. And we're going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. The Quran is no Torah at all. It's no Torah at all. When you even open up the Quran and start reading it, it starts off by saying, we did this and we did that and we had this and we created this. Who is we? Like it was just a bunch of people just doing a project. The Quran is a total contradiction of the word of Yah. Watch what the scriptures say real quick in the book of Leviticus. Turn there. No, go to the book of Deuteronomy. Just want you to see this. Deuteronomy 14. Because we're just doing an overview. But the second book of deceit is the Quran. One of the greatest and biggest things about the Quran, they will tell you, is the dietary laws. This is where they get people. You can't eat nothing unclean. Watch what this says in Deuteronomy 24 and 3. I'm sorry, 14 and 3. Deuteronomy 14, verse 3.
Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing.
Yeah, thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. Look, a Muslim eat many abominable things. As a matter of fact, the only type of meat the Quran tells you not to eat is the pig. And the Quran itself says you can eat that if you become hungry. You can eat a pig. And Yahweh say, don't eat no. Thou shalt not eat no abominable thing. And even if you don't find yourself hungry and you stay away from the pig, you still can eat a rat, a dog, a cat, a buzzard, and as Moray Alicia used to say, an elephant, a gorilla, a orangutan, you can eat anything as long as it ain't pig. And I, once again, the Quran says you can eat that if you become hungry. So a lot of people today, if they was following the Quran, they'd be just killing the pig today. Now, there's a lot of hungry people today. And they got pig in everything. And this is called the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran is telling you, you can eat these things. What's holy about that? In the Holy Quran, in the book of Surah, the fourth chapter, the 33rd, 34th verse, it'll clearly tell you that you can beat your wife. Now, what's holy about that? That you can beat your wife. What kind of book will tell you that? I know it ain't a holy book, but to them it's holy. And that's fine, but I'm telling our people, this is not for you. This is a book of deceit. Don't let your heart be deceived and follow these things. This is a book of deceit. They figured, well, since the Israelites said the Sabbath day sold up and the Christians said the Sunday sold up, so the Muslims went and said, well, we're going to worship on Friday. Well, the Creator said, 6 days shall you labor and work, and on a Sabbath day you shall rest. Why would Yahweh have you work all day and then come worship him on the 6 day? And as a matter of fact, on the 6 day, you're supposed to do twice as much. And what Muslims doing on the 6 day is worshiping all day. And maybe that's understandable because in the Quran, even though the Holy Scriptures tell you Yahweh made everything in 6 days and rested on the 7 day, the Quran will tell you everything was made in 8 days. 8 days. And we're going to show you these things because these are books of deceit. New Testament, number one. The Quran, number two. And why? Because they say it's holy. This thing is not holy at all. Not if it allows you to eat pig and squid and catfish and octopus. No, this thing, eels and, no, this thing ain't holy at all. What is the third book of deceit that we're going to bring to you and let you know? Now, this book really deceived our people. It really deceived our people a great deal. It's called the Talmud. The Talmud. And a lot of our people, Israelites, will get real offended with me talking about the Talmud. And the Talmud means to teach. It means to teach. And it's supposed to be written by black rabbis. Black rabbis that tell you how to keep the laws of the Most High. How to have civility in your communities. How to pray and have religious order. That's what the Talmud is supposed to teach. But it's a total book of deceit. First of all, our people wasn't called no rabbi. Anybody can be called a rabbi. Anybody can be a rabbi. All a rabbi means is master teacher. And our people wasn't called that. Our people was called priests, Kohanim. What's a Kohanim? Well, a Kohanim is a priest. And what is that? A priest comes from the seed of Aaron. And let me show you the book that they're supposed to teach out of. And it's not called the Talmud. Watch this in the book of Leviticus. Leviticus, the 10th chapter. I'm just giving you an overview. Because some of y'all knew, and y'all ain't heard these books. So when these teachers come and say, man, this Talmud is this, that, and the other, and this book is this, that, and the other, and you might believe them because you don't know these books. But now you're going to have a record that you can go by, and you're going to have proof because we're going to bring the words of these books to you, and we're going to show you that they are none but deceit. Total deceit, because they all written by man. Watch this in the book of Leviticus, the 10th chapter. And start reading at the 8th verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moshe.
In other words, you're supposed to teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken by the hand of Moses. You don't supposed to teach them something by the hand of some rabbis, whether they black, Chinese, I don't care what they are. But if it's not by the hand of Moses, what are you teaching our people? If you want to know what's clean and unclean, what's holy and unholy, you got to teach what came by the hand of Moses, not by the hand of some rabbis. And once you see what came by the hand, you ain't going to want to teach it anyway. That's the third book of deceit. I know you think, man, why are our people teaching these things? Because the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And our people have allowed their heart to rule them versus them ruling their heart. And they begin dibbling and dabbling and tasting. And the only thing you're supposed to taste is what Yah gave you. Show you this. Go to the book of Psalm 34. Then we're going to show you the fourth book. Psalm 34, and read the 10th verse. I'll start at the 8th verse.
Psalms 34, verse 8. O taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear Yahweh, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing.
Yeah, because you seeking Yahweh. You seeking the one that knows everything. He knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. Taste and see that Yah is good. And blessed is the man that trusted in him. And we're going to show you these books has nothing at all to do with Yahweh. Not the New Testament, not the Quran, not the Talmud, and not the fourth book, which is the book of Enoch. And you got all these books of Enoch running around, and Enoch is this and Enoch is that. That book is total deceit, just like the other three before it. And they'll tell you, one book will tell you that Enoch was holier than Abraham and greater. No, he was greater than Abraham, holier than Moses. You know that wasn't written by Yahweh at all. The book of Enoch is total deceit. And they will tell you, well, this is the life of Enoch, and the scriptures left his life out. And they don't tell you nothing about Enoch. Well, that's a lie. Everything you want to know about Enoch is written in Yahweh's book. And let me show you that. Go to the book of Genesis. Genesis, the 5th chapter. And watch what it says about Enoch. Starting at the 21st verse.
And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with Elohim, and he was not, for Elohim took him.
Yeah, in other words, what else do you need to know about a man? The scriptures say Enoch walked with Elohim. What do that mean? That means this man was a commandment keeper. That means this man was a covenant keeper. That means this man was a law keeper. That's what that means. What else do you need to know about a man that walked with Elohim? Yah told Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. The scriptures say Noah walked with him. And they all have something in common. And what do they have in common? They were all righteous. All righteous men. All righteous. What else do you need to know about Enoch? Well, in the book of Enoch, they have you having going up in the heavens and seeing this portal, portal one and gate one of heaven, and this gate and that gate and this portal and that portal, and they had angels fighting with one another and warring with one another, and stuff that has no validity at all. Stuff that can't even be verified. And stuff that Yahweh never revealed to Moses. And see, that's the key. That Yahweh revealed that to Moses. And the answer is no. And Yahweh know everything. And Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophet. And all the revelations that came from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, who do you think that came through? One man. And his name is Moses. Which brings us to the fifth book of deceit, which is the book of Jubilees. And I actually like the book of Jubilees. But as soon as you set your heart on it, here comes the deceit. Just like all the other books. And what is Jubilees? Jubilees is the 50th year. Jubilee is a time period that Yahweh will count up until the Jubilee. And then everybody will be set free. And everybody will return to their own land. And servants will return back to their homes because it is the Jubilee. So in this Jubilee, the book of Jubilees, it keeps a lot of various times and dates, which is good. The only problem is the times and the dates are wrong. And they're not the same dates that Yahweh gave Moses. And not only that, the book of Jubilees would take his story from Genesis through Exodus, the 12th chapter. And you'll read about stories about Jacob, about Isaac, about Abraham, about all these people, none of the stuff that was revealed to Moses. As a matter of fact, some of the stuff is so outlandish, I can't even believe people would actually read it. And Almighty never said that about a Jubilee. Even when you start reading from the beginning of the book of Jubilees, you're already lost. What it says happened on the first day. So many things. Yahweh said on the first day, let there be light. And there was light. And he separated the light from the darkness. And the light he called day and the darkness he called night. And he saw that the light was good. And there was evening, there was morning, one day. Man, you read the book of Jubilee. It's got the spirit of the heavens, the spirit of the angels, the spirit of this, the spirit of that, the spirit of darkness, the spirit. It's got so many things made on the first day. Now, did Moses forget to tell us all these things went down on the first day? You think Moses, who sat on the mount in the cloud, with Yahweh face to face is going to forget to write anything and to record anything? And would you believe a book that Yahweh didn't even speak in over the book where you can clearly see not only what Elohim says, but the word of Yah, the covenants of the book of Yah, the statutes, the judgments, the laws, the commandments, the testimonies. And all we see in this book, a lot of truths mixed up with a lot of fictitious lies. Because all these books have one thing in common. They all are written by man. And the scriptures say, cursed be the man that trusts in man and make flesh his arm and whose heart departed from Yah. And I have people calling me, asking me, well, what do you think about the calendar in the book of Jubilee? Well, it's fake. It's false. It's fictitious. It's wrong. That's what I think. And I can prove it just by going to the scriptures and showing that it's wrong. And I mean, yeah, it's better than most of the stuff I done read, but it's still wrong. Because it's not a book that Yahweh ordained anyway for our people. Why would you retell a story of anything that Moses told? Did not Yahweh say don't add to his word nor take away from it? And what is the sixth book of deceit? The sixth book of deceit is called the book of Jasher. Go to the book of Joshua real quick. Joshua, the 10th chapter. I know recently y'all heard about this book and somebody made it real great and real good and real holy to the extent they put it beside Yahweh's book and even showed you a law out of there. And I apologize that you even had to go through that. Now watch what it says in the book of Joshua. The 10th chapter. As soon as you get it, the 13th verse, and watch what it says.
And the sun stood still.
And the sun stood still.
And the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves.
Yeah. Continue reading. Go ahead.
Upon their enemies.
In other words, the sun, this is something that never happened before. Where the sun stood still and the moon stayed. And watch what it says.
Is not this written in the book of Jasher?
Is not this written in the book of Jasher? Question mark. Go ahead.
So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day.
Is not this written in the book of Jasher? Yes, this is written in the book of Jasher. What do you think the word Jasher means? Just like I told you what New Testament means, the Quran means, the Talmud means, and Enoch just a person. And Angel's trying to show you his life. And the only thing you need to know about his life is that he walked with Elohim. But the word Jasher means the book of the upright, the book of the righteous. And you mean to tell me that you're going to take a book that was written by a man, bring it before Yahweh people, and call that the book of the righteous? The book of the upright? That's what Jasher means. It's only one book of the upright, one book of the righteous. That's Yahweh's book. All you got to do is look up Jasher. That's not a person. It's just the book of the righteous. As a matter of fact, where do you read the sun stood still and the moon stayed? In the book of the righteous. That's where you read it at. That's where it's written at. And what other book is called the Book of the Righteous? The Book of the Upright. And then you can go to it and see some laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments, covenants, and most important, the word of Yah came unto him saying, yeah, bring that book to me and show me it's the book of the righteous. There's only one book of the righteous. That's this book. Watch what Yahweh say in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And I may add, we got the book of Joshua. I read the book. I got all these books. And we're going to, each day, you're going to see what's in these books. And I want you to tell me if this is the book of the righteous. And see if this is what you would do. And see if this is what Yahweh told you to do in this book. Now, I don't got to convince you that the Old Testament is the book of the righteous. I don't got to convince you there. But this book over here, watch what it says in Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Cursed be the man that trusts in man and make a flesh his arm and whose heart departed from Yahweh. Don't let your heart be deceived. For the scriptures say the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? All you got to do is believe a couple things in these books, and next thing you know, you done made these the word of Yah. Yahweh never had a book that you can bring outside of his book to show you that his book telling the truth. Watch this, Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And I want you to read, starting at the fifth verse.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath Elohim so nigh unto them, as Yahweh our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day?
This is the book of Jasher. This is the book of the righteous. You can't live by that book, and then after living by that book, somebody gonna look at you and say, "Man, good man, you are wise and understanding people." That's not the book of the righteous. This is the book of the righteous. Don't be deceived. This book that these authors or people are writing before you are counterfeits. They're counterfeits. That's the sixth book of deceit. And we ain't just going to tell you. We're going to go in the book and show you it's full of deceit. And the last book of deceit is called the Book of the Dead. And many of y'all don't even know what this book is. This book is also called The Bringing Forth a Day. And it's an Egyptology, a book that many Israelites, when they get mad at Israel, they run to. And then they come back and say, man, I'm an Egyptologist. And what's an Egyptologist? Egyptologist is somebody who studied Egypt stuff. And then they will tell you little stuff like, yeah, where did Moses go? He went into Egypt. Where did J.C. go? He went into Egypt. Where did Abraham go? He went into Egypt. Where did Isaac go? He went into Egypt. Matter of fact, ask them, where did Egypt go? Where's black Egypt? The black Mecca, Egypt. Where did the pyramids go? Where did these tombs go? Where did the pharaohs go? Ain't nobody in Egypt called a pharaoh today. And why? Because Egypt was just like any other nation. And Yahweh called these nations a drop in a bucket. Less than nothing. You ever seen a drop in a bucket? No. All you can see is the aftermath of a drop in a bucket. You ain't seen no drop in no bucket. It's less than nothing. And that's what Egypt was. Less than nothing. And the Almighty brought Egypt down just like he brought everybody else down. And Egypt got tore up. And Israel was delivered. And here it is. We got people converting over to Egyptologists, the Book of the Dead. And they would tell you this is where the Israelites got the Ten Commandments from. From some thing called the Mod. The Ten Confessions. It's not Ten Commandments. This is something what a servant will say to somebody. Just a bunch of confess. I will not do this. And I will not do that. No, when Yahweh commands you, thou shalt not do this. And thou shalt not do that. And yes, we're going to bring the Book of the Dead before you so you can see for yourself it's dead and not alive. And there's nothing in it that's alive. They will tell you this is where Solomon got his wisdom from. This is not where Solomon got his wisdom from. Solomon got his wisdom from Yahweh. Who you think Solomon asked for the wisdom? He asked Yahweh for the wisdom to judge his people. And all the souls that have been lost, we're going to try to bring you back. Bring you back to Yahweh. Because everything that you want to know is in Yahweh's book. If the righteous want a book, it's Yahweh's book. If you want something holy, it's Yahweh's book. If you want something new, it's Yahweh's book. If you want a book where you have a man that walked before Elohim, it's Yahweh's book. If you really want to know about the true Jubilee, Yahweh book. All these other books are counterfeits. They're counterfeits. A total contradiction. Totally made up. If Moses seen these books, Moses, man, would burn these things and make you drink the water and eat the ashes of them. That's what Moses would do. Because Moses was the one that was revealed these things. And all these books, they'll tell you something about creation and something about the Tower of Babel and something about Joseph and something about Abraham and Isaac that Moses never even said. And Yahweh ain't never revealed to him. Now, who you going to believe? These men or Yahweh? Well, stay tuned until tomorrow because we're going to show you. And until then, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.